Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Nell dribbles into a three, top of the key, and he knocks it down.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Khalif open for three. That's yes! Good! Ali for three!
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's meet tonight's starting lineups for BYU and Iowa State. Brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Iowa State going with Taman Lipsey, Keyshawn Gilbert, Milan Momcilovic, Trey King, and Robert Jones, 1 through 5. Head coach T.J. Otzelberger in his third season in Ames. He's 64-33 here, 163-96 overall in his eighth season as a head coach. The BYU Cougars, Dallin Hall at the point, Spencer Johnson at the 2, Trevin Nell at the 3, Noah Waterman the 4, and Ali Khalifa, the starting center for BYU. The Cougs, coached by Mark Pope in his fifth season in Provo, his ninth season overall. He's 108-49 with the Cougs, 185-105 overall. BYU coming in 21-8, 9-7 in league. Iowa State 23-6, 12-4 in conference. BYU coming in ranked 20th in the AP poll, and Iowa State is ranked number 6. The Cyclones in the home whites with maroon and gold, and BYU in the road blacks with royal blue and white. The officials for tonight's game are Jerry Pollard, Marcus Pettigrew, and Chris Pacey. And Chris Pacey has the ball ready to toss up here at Hilton Coliseum. 14,267 on hand in their seats. Another sellout for the Cyclones. It is BYU and ISU, two teams fine-tuning for the Big 12 and NCAA tournaments, and we are ready to play here in Ames. What a great environment, Tyson.
Yeah, people are on their feet. I don't expect them to be sitting down either. It's already loud, and we haven't even tipped off yet.
Jones and Waterman for the opening tap. Pacey tosses up. The ball drops down, and it's slapped into backcourt by the Cyclones. It'll be Taman Lipsey from back to front, left to right, as we see it and you hear it. Taman Lipsey left the game in Provo late with a shoulder injury, caused him to miss the next game, a game that Iowa State won without their point guard, who has the ball on the right baseline. Mid-alley right to Keyshawn Gilbert. Backs it out to the arc right side. First possession here. A post feed to Trey King. Knocked away alertly by Noah Waterman. Down to a 4-second shot clock for King. He backs down on Waterman. Gets to the middle on him. Fades away on him and front rims it. The rebound to Trevin Nell.
Yeah, great defense by Noah. They're not letting him get his spot.
BYU forecourt left side. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. Right corner for three. Off the iron. Shot by Spencer Johnson, rebounded by the Cyclones. Both teams open up 0-for-1. BYU missing its first triple try. Spencer had a great night against the Cyclones, 28 back in Provo.
And it was a quiet 28, Greg.
At the free throw line, Jones, a little push shot, settles off the flange and drops for two. And the Cyclones take a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's probably not where you want him to be shooting. That's a nice little float. That's a big part of his game.
Steal by the Cyclones, foul by the Cyclones as Dallin Hall hits the deck hard. He's not ready to get up. Keyshawn Gilbert, I think, gets called for the foul. Dallin's going to want another minute here just to catch his breath on his back. It was a hip check by Keyshawn Gilbert, sent Dallin Hall rolling. It'll be a non-shooting foul, and BYU will trigger on the far sideline. So the first foul of the game goes against the Cyclones, and Keyshawn Gilbert picks it up. BYU in forecourt. Dallin Hall controls 30 feet away on the right side. Jumps a pass that's too high for Waterman, but he was held.
Another foul.
That should be a foul on Iowa State because Waterman couldn't collect the pass. He was held, and so two quick ones on the Cyclones.
Yeah, talking to some people today, Greg, they said the amount of physicality the officials are going to allow in this game is really going to dictate the pace and how it's played. And so obviously they're taking notice of the grabs and the pushes so far.
That foul goes against Jones. So one on Robert Jones, one on Keyshawn Gilbert. BYU baseline send in. Three-pointer blocked from the right corner and saved in by the Cyclones. BYU 0-for-2 from deep. Hole shot by Spencer Johnson. The baseline drive by Trey King. Blocked by Waterman at the rim. King gets it back on the baseline. Blocked again by Noah. And Waterman comes away with it. What a sequence. Down floor, Johnson. A tip pass taken away. Leaking is King the other way. And saves it on the baseline off of Johnson. It'll stay. Wow. Iowa State basketball. Wild sequence there. Tremendous plays by Noah Waterman made down low, and then BYU gave it away in transition. The pass was too long for Trey King, but he threw it in off of Johnson to keep it in Cyclone possession.
Yeah, I don't think Spencer knew where the ball was, and then all of a sudden it was like almost off his head.
Momcilovic, a back down with a fadeaway on Nell, and he knocks it down. Milan Momcilovic makes it 4-0 Iowa State.
That's a nice move. There's not much you can do to stop that, Greg.
Almost 2 minutes
like
in.
Dirk Nowitzki, like.
Khalifa gets his touch, top of the key. To the left, a terminate. And gives it up to Trevin Nell, three-point land left. Nell back to Khalifa for three. Strong on it, offensive rebound. Spencer Johnson collects on the right wing and resets to Nell. BYU down 4-0, Cougs scoreless in the first 2.5 minutes. Pocket pass from Hall to Khalifa. Khalifa's interior pass is kicked out of bounds. It'll be a 10-second shot clock, 20-second shot clock for BYU.
Yeah, definitely a different intensity from Iowa State so far in this game than it's on Provo.
Gathering energy from this sold-out crowd. Already some knockaways and takeaways. BYU's turned it over just once officially. Nell open for the three, top of the key, strong on it. BYU's 0-for-3 from deep, make it 0-for-4 from three to start. A driving dish from Gilbert to Robert Jones, and he misses at the rim. BYU on the rebound the other way. Dallin Hall, three-point range right to Trevin Nell at the free throw line. Back to Dallin. Calls for a screen from Khalifa. Rejects it. Pass in the corner to Nell. Nell will drift a pass to Spencer Johnson for three, and that's in and out. BYU 0-for-5 from deep to start the game. Spencer Johnson's 0-for-3. Cougs getting their looks, but scoreless for the first 3 minutes and 10 seconds. 4-0 Iowa State.
They just can't get frustrated just when they, if you're open, shoot the ball. It's Coach Pope's philosophy.
Spencer Johnson knocks out with 16:42 to play till halftime. It'll be an Iowa State trigger right in front of us. They'll check in. Will the Cyclones, Hassan Ward, Curtis Jones. So two subs in for Coach Otzelberger. Entry to Momcilovic, and Trevin Nell's call for the hold, non-shooting foul.
They kind of just lost him there. Milan was able to kind of just get baseline, and Trevin hadn't fouled him, an easy layup.
3 minutes and 19 seconds in. Cougs looking for their first points. Lipsy will drive it to the right junction. Out to Momcilovic, three-point range right. Momcilovic dribbles into a three that's missed. Rebound, Khalifa in front of Hassan Ward. BYU down floor. Cougs looking to take the lid off here. 3.5 minutes in. Dallin Hall from the right elbow. Gets to the middle of the post. Throws to Khalifa. Knocked back out to Hall. Hall, straight away Johnson. Spencer will drive it right to the rim. Layup, score! Quick first step from Spencer Johnson. BYU's on the board. 4-2 is our score. 16:10 to go till halftime. Spencer Johnson scores the first two for BYU.
I know he hasn't had the start he wanted, but hey, still aggressive and gets that layup right over Ward.
Lipsy will drive it in line. Pull it to the corner, guarded by Nell. While the under 16-minute media timeout on the whistle. Hall guards Momcilovic to the right side. The pass goes topside to Curtis Jones. Three, top of the key. Good! And Iowa State takes a 7-2 lead. Curtis Jones knocks down the triple. Cyclones have a game-high 5-point lead. Iowa State 1-for-2 from deep. BYU 0-for-5.
So he's in consideration for sixth player of the year, Greg.
Backdoor Hall lays it up and in off the assist from Ali Khalifa. That's an Ali special from the top of the key. 7-4 is our new score. Lipsy. Little scoop shot from the baseline. Long on it. Rebound Spencer Johnson. Spencer to forecourt. Goes behind the back. Takes to the rim. Knocked out of his hand. Steal. And Cyclones the other way. Spencer thought he had two. The Cyclones had other ideas. Quick hands with a swipe away from Spencer Johnson. Little 10-foot push shot. Runner missed by Curtis Jones. Rebound to Spencer again.
Spencer's everywhere.
Johnson's got three rebounds to go with 2 points. BYU down 7-4, 15 minutes to play till halftime. We're 5 in behind the back pass from Khalifa to Waterman. The duck under, the scoop, and the miss at the rim. Tough rim luck for Noah. And the rebound of the Cyclones would have been a great finish off a nifty would-be assist from Ghali Khalifa.
Yeah, very rarely have you seen a behind-the-back pass from Ali, but both teams struggling to finish at the rim right now, Greg.
Ghali Ali, that was a heck of a pass, and Waterman just couldn't get the finish at the rim. 7-4 Iowa State, so a low-scoring start. Teams have combined 5-for-18. A knock away from Hassan Ward on the right wing. We'll take it into Khalifa at 10 feet. Bounce it out to Momcilovic. Down to a 3-second shot clock. 2-1. 1 foot. Nowitzki good again. Momcilovic has 4. And the Cyclones lead by 5. 9-4.
Now he's practicing that pregame. Just that one little step back.
Khalifa on the wing right side. 14-10 to play till halftime. Iowa State with its large lead of the night at 5. Waterman, angle left. Looks back door, stays on the wing to Trevin Nell. Nell raises. Starts a dribble to the left baseline. The post feed goes to Waterman. Gets a seal knocked out of his hands. And Iowa State, very aggressive on the ball pressure. Noah thought he had another easy two. But the Cyclones tap away.
They just got to go with it and be tough with it. They can't be soft.
Steal for Dallin Hall and drive and scoop and miss at the rim. But he'll get two free throws after this. 13:43 to play in the half. BYU nearly a three-point play opportunity, but it popped off the rim. Some tough rim luck for BYU early. It's a five-point deficit. 9-4 the score. Iowa State leads BYU. 13:43 to go till halftime. We're taking a timeout. BYU free throws next here on the New Skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the New Skin, BYU Sports Network.
Before the timeout, we had a Palmer's Medal March steal of the game by Dallin Hall. Let him down the floor and got him into two free throws as we come back in from timeout. The Palmer's Medal March steal of the game brought to you by Palmer's Medal March, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, a proud sponsor of BYU basketball. All types of steel products from tube, pipe, rebar, metal roofing, and so much more. Jobs big or small, Palmer's Medal March is everyone's metal store. And on the break, it was Dallin Hall up to the rim and getting fouled there. He'll get two free throws as we come back in. It's Iowa State 9 and BYU 4. Our score, 13:43 to play till halftime.
Yeah, Greg, I think toughness is going to be a huge part of this game. We've seen the Cougars at the rim loose, I think, two or three times so far. I think if they had the physicality like they did in the second half of TCU, they're going to put those up. Dallin is a good example that he didn't put the ball down for Curtis Jones. And he kind of dictated what happened right there. And so I think they just need to not be so nonchalant around the hoop.
BYU's shooting start, 2-for-8. And Iowa State at a 4-for-11. Iowa State plays a lot of these types of games, lower scoring, kind of slugfests or mud fights or rock fights, I think they'd call it, a mudslinger. Sometimes Iowa State finds itself in these grinds of games. The rebounds to BYU early at 7-6. Of the four turnovers, Iowa State has forced three of them.
And like I said earlier, Greg, Iowa State has been a much more aggressive. They're filling the lanes a little bit more than they did in Provo. But, they're definitely the aggressor right now.
BYU checks in three players, Jackson Robinson, Richie Saunders, and Fuseni Traore. Sure, you saw earlier today John Rothstein putting out a top 10 list of glue guys in America, and Richie Saunders was on that list.
He should be at the top of the list. He is the glue guy.
As we come back in, Dallin shoots two free throws. Makes the first. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Hall's got three to lead BYU. Second free throw coming. And missed the second. Offensive rebound to Foose, though. And a reset with Foose out to Richie Saunders near the timeline. So Dallin 1-for-2 on the trip. 9-5 is our score. Dallin to the top, down to the right elbow. We'll jump it from there. And miss it off the rim once and twice.
I think he was almost surprised that they left him. Not a bad shot. I mean, most of the Cougars' shots so far, Greg, have been good looks so far.
Yeah, BYU 2-for-9, but again, I think it's tough rim luck right now. Good-looking shots. The send out to Momchilovic. He'll drive it to mid-alley left straight away to Hassan Ward. Ward, Momchilovic, left corner. Wing left to Curtis Jones. Curtis Jones has Richie Saunders go under the screen twice, set by Ward. The skip pass right corner to Keyshawn Gilbert. He'll jab on Robinson, drive on Robinson, lay it up and miss it. Good contest by Jackson. And the rebound to Foose. 9-5. BYU hanging around. 12:50 to play until halftime.
Jackson's defense the past few weeks has been incredible, Greg. Really?
Dallin Hall, drive, drift pass, skip pass, right corner to Nell. Up top to Jackson for three. Pull, fire, score! BYU makes it a one-point game. The Cougs have their first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the night. That's another $50 donated to the American Red Cross, courtesy of Mountain America from Jackson Robinson, the first three.
17 straight games for Jackson. That ties him with Skylar Alford for the ninth longest streak in a single season.
He's also the only BYU player with at least one three in every Big 12 game this year. All 17. The runner, good on the other end by Curtis Jones. He's got five. After Jackson Robinson made it a one-point game, the Cyclones push it back up to three at 11-8. Richie Saunders hands off to Jackson, base right. He'll get right to the rim, look to hand off to Foose. Knocked out of his hands, though. It'll be turnover number four for BYU. This is the Iowa State specialty. Splitting defenders, a little Euro tap from Gilbert down low. And knock out of bounds by BYU. His last touching with the Cougars in a pass intended for Damarian Watson, having checked in. Gets us to a timeout at 11:56 remaining in half number one. It's a one-possession game. Iowa State 11 and BYU 8, our score. 11:56 on the clock. We're taking a timeout. Got Ben Bagley, the scoreboard update coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This song doesn't.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
One other Big 12 game finished for action for tonight is Houston comes from behind to avoid the upset with a 67-59 victory. Houston outscoring UCF 39-28 in the second half. LJ Cryer for Houston, 25 points in the game. Now back to Greg and Tyson in Ames.
Thank you, Ben. Also going final, TCU 93 at West Virginia 81. So two road winners tonight in the Big 12. Don't see that every night. So Houston to 14-3. Now a game and a half lead on Iowa State. For the Cyclones to have any hope of a piece of a conference championship, they have to beat BYU tonight. Meantime, TCU moves to 9-8. BYU coming in at 9-7. So the Cougs with a win go back into a tie for fourth. And if they don't win tonight here in Ames, the Cougs will be in a tie for sixth with TCU as we head down the stretch run here in the Big 12. BYU Basketball brought to you by Smith's. Hey, Cougar fans, did you know that when you order groceries through the Smith's app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup and delivery as you do in-store? So, however you get ready for game day, you can always save big at Smith's. Well, the Iowa State lead is small, 3 points. 11-8 is our score as we come back in. We've got 11:56 to play until halftime. Cougs down three, and the Cyclones triggering on their end line to the left of their standard. Doing the honors is Curtis Jones. Into Taman Lipsy on the left wing. Trey Stewart's checked in for BYU, so Dallin Hall has a breather at point. Falling down is Lipsy, and gives it away. Taking it away is BYU. Jackson Robinson on the run downhill, and scoring! Good Jackson Robinson makes it a one-point game.
Good job for Jackson. He just made the decision right away. I'm going to score. He didn't hesitate. And I think that's how he's able to beat the defense and Ward not get that swatting that off the backboard.
11-10, Iowa State's game-high lead of 5 down to 1. Jackson Robinson's got 5 to lead BYU. At the right elbow, leaning in as Gilbert misses. And the rebound to Foose, lost it out of bounds. It'll be Iowa State basketball.
Yeah, good defense by there, because Gilbert was trying to create the contact, but Trevin was just straight up the verticality there.
11:23 until halftime. It's 11-10 Cyclones. The kick out to Curtis Jones. Top of the key three is good. So that rebound that bobbled out of bounds turns into a three-pointer for Iowa State. And a four-point lead for the Cyclones at 14-10. Curtis Jones has 8 to pace the Cyclones.
As it usually does in Big 12 play, Greg. Second chance points.
Yep. Trey Stewart, right wing, straight away. Angle left. Robinson, the lob to Seal. To Foose. Foose under a double. Squeezes it up and in. Foose and Itriori moving the second body on the double team out of the way. And scores to make it a two-point game. 14-12.
King's too big of a human being to go down that easy. No offense.
They came with the double. But Foose just right through it. Taman Lipsy right through the BYU defense, missing a layup at the iron, and BYU on the rebound. BYU down 14-12. Trey Stewart front court right side. 10:30 to play till halftime. Trevin Nell wing left. A short corner feed to Foose. Foose again doubled. They try and knock it away. He knocks a man away, and he'll be called for an elbow. As Keyshawn Gilbert hit the deck, it'll be an offensive foul on BYU.
Yeah, that's a tough call on Foose. He doesn't have any space to go. They're in his cylinder.
So turnover number 4 for BYU. Turnover 5, beg your pardon.
I think Coach Pub had just a discussion with the official saying, hey, he's got to have a place to go.
Yeah, Marcus Pettigrew having that conversation with Mark Pope down the floor. So BYU in 5 turnovers. It's turned into only 2 Iowa State points, the previous 4 giveaways. 10:15 to play till halftime. It's a two-point game, Iowa State 14 and BYU 12. The Cougs have made their last 3 from the floor. Taman Lipsy drives Trey Stewart to the baseline. The handoff and the score at the rim by Trey King. King takes the handoff and squeezes it up for 2. And the Iowa State lead is 4. BYU has not led in this game. Large lead for the Cyclones has been 5. The score is 16-12. 9:50 to play till the break. Trey Stewart left wing. A driving kick to Richie Saunders. He will get to the rim. Back and score. Richie Saunders. Long strides and leans back right at the rim and scores off the window to make it a two-point game. Again, first two for Richie.
Bowl and a china shop sometimes, but he makes it look easy, Greg.
Jackson Robinson leads BYU with 5. Momchilovic enters it to Jones. Out to the other Jones. That was Robert to Curtis, and then BYU knocks out of bounds. It'll stay Iowa State basketball. 50-50 balls going Iowa State's way early. 9:25 to play till halftime. 16-14. Cyclones have the lead by 2.
Yeah, you can't really follow Spencer Johnson there. He was just top of the point. He couldn't come down with it. See if he can go, maybe get off an Iowa State player, but it was off his fingers.
So the Cyclones off the reset. Trigger in. Momchilovic gets right to the rim and misses in tight. And the rebound falls to Robinson. No harm done as Jackson takes it to forecourt. Down the middle he goes. Leaning on Lipsy. Reverse lay and good! And we're tied up! That's a Zions Bank shot of the game for Jackson Robinson. It is brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years, Zions Bank, serving the communities where you live, work, and play.
You want me to be aggressive, says Jackson Robinson. I'll be aggressive.
Lipsy, mid-alley right, passes out to Robert Jones. Leaner, no. Rebound, Trey Stewart. Cougs tied the game at 16. Jackson Robinson, 7 to pace the Cougs. Richie Saunders gets low. Little jump hook is good, and the Cougs have their first lead of the night. Richie Saunders has 4. He scores over Jones, and BYU leads it 18-16.
The lefty touch, all glue team. He is the glue team, Greg, the glue man.
Taman Lipsy up high, takes a chuck. 18-footer, Lipsy, good, ties the game. Taman Lipsy's first 2. We're tied at 18, back and forth we go. 8:20 to play till the break. Khalifa up high, he's in for Foose. The handoff, Spencer Johnson. Johnson drives into Momchilovic. High to Richie Saunders. Saunders 4 off the bench. Top of the key, Richie. To the right wing, Saunders terminates handoffs. Johnson. Johnson windmills Lipsy. Sees a double on the arc. Khalifa for 3. He gets it to go. It's another Mountain America Credit Union 3. The first points for Ali Khalifa. It is BYU's second 3, and the Cougs take a 3-point lead, 21-18. Large lead of the night for BYU.
Prince Ali making the 3, Greg.
Ali Khalifa. 7:45 to play till halftime. Taman Lipsy controls out front. Good battle back from BYU here. Curtis Jones at the right elbow. Looks inside. Bounces on the base to Robert Jones. Jones gets into Khalifa. Jump hook over him. Heavy rebound. Spencer Johnson on the missed shot. Iowa State 8 for 23. BYU 8 for 15. Richie Saunders accelerates to the base. All the way out to Robinson. Right wing Khalifa. Right corner. 3 on its way. Good again! Richie Saunders! King Richard has 7.
The Colonel!
And TJ Hotzelberger calls timeout. 7:16 to play. We're taking a break. It is 24-18 BYU. Cougs out to a game high. 6-point lead on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball in the Big 12 plays here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Well, the Cougars were 0 for their first 5 from the three-point line. Since then, 3 for 3. Robinson, Khalifa, and moments ago, Saunders, prompting a TJ Otzelberger timeout as BYU takes a game-high 6-point lead at 24-18 with a 7:16 to play until halftime here at Hilton Coliseum. Cougs on a run and out in front by 6. Iowa State's game-high lead has been 5. Now it's BYU by 6. Richie Saunders 7. Jackson Robinson 7. They have 2 of BYU's 3 threes. The other for Khalifa. He's got 3. 3 for Dallin Hall. 2 for Spencer Johnson. 2 for Fuseni Traore, putting you at 24 to the Cyclones 18. 24-18 our score.
Yeah, I think when you look at BYU, the bench, you think of Jackson Robinson, you think of Fuseni Traore, right? But Richie Saunders, he's that third part of this, the Triton. I guess those have 3, right? And he's not scoring a ton of points. He's averaging 9 a game, but the energy brings. And then when you need a bucket, he scored 3 different ways today, Greg. He's drove the lane, he's popped and got a left-handed floater, and then he's had that 3-pointer. He just brings it in so many different ways. He's that guy that you don't want to play against, but you want on your team.
Richie Saunders averaging 9.3 points a game, has 7 already in this game. He's averaging 9 a game over his last three. In the game against Iowa State, Richie played well. Had 12 points in 24 minutes in the win over the Cyclones back in Provo. 6-0 BYU run, part of a larger 12-2 spurt over the last 2.5 minutes. And the Cougs have made their last 8 from the field overall in taking this 6-point lead. It's outstanding shooting. 59% for BYU to the Cyclones, 35%. Iowa State squeezed off 6 more shots to this point. But BYU making their shots count. It is a 6-point BYU lead. Here we go, Iowa State basketball. Keyshawn Gilbert, forecourt left side. Cougs doing a nice job of keeping the crowd at bay as well.
And that's the thing. BYU wasn't just hucking up shots. They had good opportunities. Now they're just going in.
Curtis Jones, baseline feed to Momchilovic, who posts up on Jackson Robinson. 1-foot fadeaway again. This one missed. Rebound Spencer Johnson. Spencer with 5 rebounds to go with 2 points. Sees an opening. Will drive and kick. A touch pass to Khalifa. Left wing from Dallin Hall, who goes back door. Khalifa lays it back to Hall on the wing left side. BYU playing 5 out right now. Johnson, a pirouette pass to Hall, open for Saunders, open 3 for Saunders, and Richie knocks it down again. That's great ball movement. Nobody around Richie, and he's got 10, including 2 threes, and BYU's lead is 9 at 27-18. It's a 9-0 run. The Cougs made their last 9 from the field.
Yeah, once Ward came to help on Khalifa, I knew it was going to be trouble because BYU always makes that extra pass, and Richie was just waiting in the corner.
Driving is Gilbert. Cuffs it, nearly dragged a foot for a travel. Hands low to Hassan Ward. Ward's short shot is missed. The tip, though, goes by Trey King. He's got 4. It ends a 9-0 BYU run. The fans, all they needed was that to get a little bit loud here. BYU 27, Iowa State 20 is our score. Another 3. This one's in and out. Tip follow good by Spencer Johnson. Dallin Hall missing the 3 right corner, but Spencer Johnson soars in for the stick back.
This may surprise people, but Spencer leads the team in offensive rebounds.
29-20, BYU's lead, a game-high 9. Gilbert acts as if he was fouled, and then Bobble dribbles out of bounds. It'll stay Iowa State basketball. 5:34 to play until halftime.
You are seeing a lot of head bobbing by Iowa State when they hit the lane. I mean, there is definitely contact. They have to the officials' credit, they have let him play, but there's a lot of head bobbing.
29-20 Cougs. Game high cushion equaled at 9. BYU shooting 60% from the field here in the first half against a very, very good defensive team. How good? Number 2 nationally in defensive efficiency in KenPom. Momchilovic forced into a pass out to Lipsy. Lipsy runs into Hall. Dallin's called for a bump out front. That'll be foul number 3 on BYU. Non-shooting foul first on Dallin. Fouls 3 apiece.
I gave the referees credit. They heard me, Greg. I mean, but you got to give down. Lipsy's... He's one of the top 3 guards along with Dallin in this conference, and Dallin's done a really good job on him so far.
Lipsy averaging 12, 5, and 5, points, rebounds, and assists. Curtis Jones, right wing, Gilbert. Gilbert into the alley, runs into Khalifa, throws up a prayer that's no good, and then saved in on the end line by Khalifa. Well done.
I mean, you got to credit Gilbert there. He's trying to make a play, but I just don't think that's it, Greg.
Jackson Robinson jumps it, but misfired on a pass to Khalifa. The steal, Gilbert, and the running lay-in good. And 29-22. Mark Pope holds out his hands. Say to settle down. We're good. Gilbert's got his first 2. Fans on their feet here at Ames. Khalifa for 3 to quiet them. No, he's just a little heavy on it. Right on line. Would have given BYU a game-high 10-point lead. Stutter step by Lipsy gets low. Into Khalifa. Foul called. Shooting foul with 4:37 to go till halftime. Foul on Khalifa. He's got his first. BYU's got its 4th. And free throws coming up here for Iowa State. BYU basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. Can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law. Solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Taman Lipsy will shoot 2 and miss the first one heavy.
Yeah, I mean, Iowa State, they just like to get to the rim, which can result in some 4 shots. But Lipsy, for example, he was in between 2 guys, forces the foul, goes to the free throw line. So Iowa State, they're still being aggressive, you know, the shots aren't falling. And BYU, to their credit, hadn't really fouled. I mean, they haven't been called for a lot of fouls so far.
Greg Wrubell, Tyson Jex on the headset tonight. Mark Durant back in Utah, where he rejoined the broadcast on Saturday. 1-for-2 for Lipsy. He's got 3, and the BYU lead is 6 at 29-23. BYU 10 for its last 12 from the field. Jackson Robinson into forecourt on the dribble. Takes a bump by Jones. Kicks it left corner Waterman. Waterman on the end line. Cut off on the base. Finds Dallin Hall. BYU looking for space. Dallin will drive it. Low to Khalifa. Touch pass. Miss. Stick no good by Johnson on the putback. BYU right there, though. Tough rim luck for the Cougs. They got a beautiful play from Khalifa to Johnson and just couldn't go at the rim. BYU's lead down to 6, 29-23. The Cyclones nearly turn it over. Robert Jones blocked beneath the basket.
Noah Waterman.
And Waterman takes a pass front court left side. So both teams make the nice defensive plays on either end beneath the basket. Hall, left side, top side, Khalifa, backdoor Dallin, lays it up, no good.
Foul, they're going to call a foul.
And free throws for Dallin. After this, 3:43 to go till halftime. The foul to Momchilovic puts Hall at the line for two when we come back. 29-23, BYU leads it with 3:43 to play till halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Hi.
Let's get you back to the All-Pro Capital courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball presented by Sierra West Jewelers. Diamonds direct. Lowest prices in three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. BYU looking to become the third of three road teams to win in the Big 12 tonight. Houston winning at UCF. TCU winning at West Virginia already this evening. BYU leading Iowa State by a score of 29-23. BYU looking for its first ever win at Hilton Coliseum. Cougs are 0-3 all-time in Ames. Have played well. They are in a scoreless drought of 2 minutes right now, but BYU still shooting 55% for the half, including 4-for-11 from deep. BYU has out-rebounded Iowa State as well, 17-13. BYU has turned it over six times. Those have turned into six Iowa State points. Iowa State turned it over twice, only twice, turning it into three BYU points off of turnovers. Cougars in the paint with a 16-10 edge, and off the pine, a 19-8 edge. BYU being paced by 10 from Richie Saunders, including two threes here in the first half.
Yeah, Greg, I think the thing is BYU is still staying aggressive. You know, they've missed some, I'm not saying gimmies. I mean, Spencer just missed that one we were talking about. They missed some wide open threes, but they're still staying aggressive. The ball is still moving. It's not sticking in with anybody. And I would say that out of that last timeout, they really brought the intensity back on the defensive end. I think BYU just got to absorb some of that. And then when they get start scoring again, they just, hey, let's just keep it going. Keep finding the open man.
Good basketball game here through the first 17 minutes. Iowa State's led by as many as five. BYU by as many as nine. As we come back in, Dallin Hall shoots two more free throws. He's 1-for-2 at the line tonight. Dallin, 3 points, one assist, missed a free throw. He's now 1-for-3. His free throw number's under 60%. Something you look to pick up over the next 2 years of play. He had 11 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists in the game versus Iowa State back in Provo. And the second is good. So 1-for-2 on his two trips. He's got 4 points, and BYU's lead is 7.
And I think free throws, I know that's something Dallin is kind of frustrated. So he practices, he shoots 100 every day after practice. So it's something that he has noted, and he'll get better at it.
Lipsy between the circles. Left wing to Jackson Pavelski, who's checked in for the first time. Pavelski releases to Lipsy, 3-point range right. He'll get past Hall. He blocked by Khalifa. Back into the hands of Lipsy, who sends out to Pavelski. Pavelski into the paint. Gets right to the rim and blocked out of bounds again by Khalifa. BYU has 6 blocked shots here in the first half.
And I know the fans here are a little bit frustrated, but it's verticality. BYU is not putting their hands down. They're doing what they're taught to do. And give props to Ali. He's not the most limber man, but he's getting where he needs to go, and he's just blocking those shots.
Khalifa, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists to go along with that block shot. Damon Lipsy got 3 beneath the basket. Reverse lay-in good. He's got 5.
Just a defensive miscommunication right there, Greg.
And then BYU turns it over in forecourt, and just like that, a made basket at one end, a defensive play at the other end, and this fan base gets turned on here at Hilton. Ali's going to check out. Foose will check in. It's a 5-point game, 30-25. What do we have here? Fans reacted to something that I missed.
One of the officials said the subs could go in, and the official passing the ball, I didn't see it. So that's where some frustration's at right now.
BYU 30, Iowa State 25. BYU trying to check in a player here. The fans are upset. with a scorer's table situation right now. So referee Jerry Pollard's coming to the scorer's table as to who can come in and who's not able to come in here for BYU. Was BYU trying to get Dallin Hall out of the game?
I think they thought it was a foul on Dallin Hall.
Okay. There wasn't, though, right?
No, it was a turnover.
Just a turnover.
There was some miscommunication on the BYU bench of what exactly happened.
Had it been a foul, it would have been Dallin's second. So yeah, they were looking at a sub situation. Okay, we're back in. 3 minutes to play. BYU by five. Lipsy on a jog to the right wing. Up top to Momchilovic. Good close out by Dallin Hall. Right wing Lipsy. Lipsy goes into Foose. Fade away on Foose. Score over Foose. Lipsy. Back-to-back buckets. He's got seven. It's a one-possession game. BYU's lead of nine down to three. Here come the fans at Hilton. Foose up top.
They just got to slow it down.
Hand off to Hall for three. Got it! What a big shot from Dallin Hall. He's got seven, and he quiets the crowd.
He's got a knack for that lately, doesn't he, Greg? That little step back three.
33-27. BYU leading it by six. Lipsy feeling it a bit. Goes high to Momchilovic. Momchilovic at the left elbow. Backs down. Traveled with it. They missed the travel. Gilbert on a crossover. Gets into the paint. Gilbert kick in the corner. Momchilovic three. No! Rebound Trevin Nell. BYU leading by six. 33-27. Noah Waterman to the right corner. Dallin Hall on the right wing. He'll bring it high. And an offensive foul on BYU. Moving screen, Fuseni Traore. Cougs turn it over for the eighth time here in the first half.
That's his second.
That'll be two on Fuse. And it keeps the lead at six. BYU does not get a shot on the possession.
That looks pretty legal to me, but I'm not an official.
Goes to five fouls for BYU to four. For Iowa State, the only Cougar with two is Foose, and he'll have a seat. So Foose out and Ali in after a quick blow.
And both of Foose's fouls have been on the offensive end.
Gilbert, a drive and kick out to Pavelski. Wide open three, short rebound. Khalifa taps to Waterman.
Loses his headband. He's got to put his superpower back on.
He did. He got it back affixed. 99 seconds to play till halftime. BYU's up 6, 33-27. BYU shooting 57% here in the first half. Nell has it knocked out of his hands. Recollects near the timeline. 10-second shot clock for Trevin. Trevin terminates. Khalifa straight away. Backdoor cut by Waterman and stays out on the wing to Saunders for three. Pull, fire, score! Richie again! His third three! He's got 13! And the Cougs tie their game high lead of nine at 36-27. Richie right back in the game, right back on the score sheet.
Is there tears to the all-glue team, Greg? I'm just wondering. I'm asking for a friend.
36-27, 1 minute and 15 seconds to play until halftime, and Iowa State turns it over in their forecourt.
Gilbert wants a review, but you can't do that right now. It's only 2 minutes under the end of the game. Good defense by Dallin Hall.
102 to play till halftime.
Iowa State likes to get to the rim, and BYU's doing a great job of staying in front and not fouling, Greg.
BYU 6 of 13 outside the arc, 8 for 11 inside the arc. 58% here in the half. BYU in forecourt. 55 seconds to play till the break. 20 on the shot. Khalifa operates top of the key. Not there on the cut base by Waterman. It stays right side Hall. Hall low to Saunders. Right to the rim. Up and in. Richie, a 15-point first half to lead all scorers. And BYU makes it 38-27. Cougars first double-digit lead of the night. And Hilton is as quiet as it gets. Lipsy into Khalifa. Bank and miss. Tip, no. Rebound, Hall. And BYU plays for the final shot of the first half where they can. Although Dallin's on the run. He pulls it out to the arc. The shot clock is off. And BYU turns it over into backcourt. They wanted a deflection. They're not going to get it. And so BYU, which had an 11-point lead and the ball in forecourt with the shot clock off, turns it over. They were just a little frantic there. They had way more time and space than I think they thought. And it goes to Iowa State with 18.3 to play until halftime.
I'd like to see a replay. I feel like Lipsy got a finger.
I thought it did, too. I thought it might have been tipped into backcourt, but they say no. And so with 18 seconds, Iowa State can now play to make it a single-digit game. Timeout to BYU for the final 18.3. Unfortunate because the Cougs were all but guaranteed of at least an 11-point lead going into half before that ball goes into backcourt. And it was kind of a jump pass that, again, BYU thought Lipsy tipped, and it was called straight off of BYU. And so it does give Iowa State the ball for the final 18.3 of half number one. But what a well-played half by BYU. The Cougs going on an 8-0 run late in the half. After Iowa State closed it to three, BYU pushes it back to 11, at 38-27. And so BYU is guaranteed to be only the third team this year that will have had a second-half lead at Hilton Coliseum. Houston and West Virginia were the only two teams, but they led for less than 40 seconds for each of them. BYU is going to be the team with the longest lead in the second half on this season here at Hilton tonight.
Yeah, I think the important thing, Greg, is there's 18.3 seconds left in the second. You've got to finish this half strong, and then you've got to come out strong in the second half. Because, I mean, just like BYU did on Saturday against TCU, they scored that first bucket with Trevinell and Everett. It's a landslide there. Reminds me of Texas Tech. BYU had all the momentum. Texas Tech came out that second half. So, yes, this lead is great, but these next 18 seconds and then the first 2 minutes of the second half are going to be crucial for how things turn out.
See if the Cougars can mitigate the damage of that turnover a moment ago. Keep the Cyclones off the board here in the final 18 seconds. Lipsy straight away to Hassan Ward. Ward left wing, Curtis Jones, Pavelski. Pavelski, 18-foot jumper, missed it. Rebound, Noah Waterman, still 10 seconds.
That was quick.
So BYU can score to end the half. Down to 7, down to 6. 5 for Saunders, holds out to Hall. Back to Khalifa, misses a shot with 1, and a rebound beneath the basket collected by BYU as the clock expires. That'll do it. We've got to the end of half number 1. It is BYU with an 11-point lead. The score is 38-27. Halftime recap next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.